Hey, good morning, Christy. Good morning, Tom. And good morning, Sioux Falls. We start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who just had a $55,000 judgment against him for non-payment and squatting in a New York apartment that he never paid for. Chris Rock, Terrence Howard, Cuba Gooding Jr. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Authorities are investigating Justin Bieber having his thugs beat up a man in a parking lot of a club in the Hamptons. Now, if Bieber is charged as an accomplice, and if Bieber was found guilty, Bieber would most likely be deported from the United States and never allowed back in this country. Movie news. The number one movie this week was The Butler. So happy about that. It's such a great movie. And while you've never heard of Danny Strong, he is one of Hollywood's hottest properties. He wrote The Butler and will write the last two Hunger Games movies, Mockingjay Parts 1 and 2. David first acted in Pleasantville and Seabiscuit, small parts, before turning his attention to writing. Born and raised in Manhattan Beach, California, he's also a world-class surfer. Remember the name, Danny Strong. You're going to be hearing a lot about him. By the way, did you know that all the studios passed on The Butler?
No.
So financing was made up by 42 separate producers who came up with the money. These studio executives can be real idiots.
Interesting.
Odds and ends, Paris Jackson and Amanda Bynes are still in mental hospital wards. Last week, I told you that Jennifer Lopez was close to returning to American Idol as a judge, but they were offering her $14 million. She wanted $17.5 million. I hear they will settle for $15.5 million. Not bad for a work for 3 months, actually, about 4 months. Former President Clinton is planning to write a vegan cookbook. More Clintons. NBC is not going to be doing a Hillary Clinton bio miniseries as planned. This after the GOP bigwigs threatened to pull their advertising off NBC and also bar NBC from their 2016 convention. They said putting a miniseries about Hillary just before the election, it's just not fair. Oh, and President Obama and Larry David play golf at Martha's Vineyard Saturday, $5 a hole, but no word who actually won. And who squatted in a New York apartment and didn't pay any rent and was finally thrown out by the sheriffs and a $55,000 judgment against him? Chris Rock, Terrence Howard, or Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, let's go with Terrence Howard.
Yeah, it is Terrence Howard. Also still faces assault charges for hitting his wife. Got a lot of problems going on.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.